Illinois is one of about a dozen states that will now automatically register people to vote when they get or renew a driver's license. The law, which took effect last week, was years in the making. Joining us now to explain how this will be implemented during this election year, along with a few other changes to modernizing our state's voting system, is Champaign County Clerk Cordy Holton, who, speaking of elections we should add, is also running for Champaign County Executive. Welcome back to the 21st. Thanks for being here with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. So this sounds simple. Right? Registering people when they add or renew a driver's license, but implementation of this is supposed to happen over the next year. What's this process and how's it going to work? Because it's never that simple when it comes to voter registration, right?
Correct. So in theory, the notion is that when somebody visits a state agency, and there are a handful of state agencies included, including perhaps most significantly the Secretary of State's office, which is where you get your driver's licenses, but it also affects Department of Aging, Department of Natural Resources, basically anywhere where a resident would go in and update their records with the state of Illinois, indicating that perhaps they've got a new address or a new name, they would automatically be registered to vote unless they opt out. That data is then transmitted electronically to the State Board of Elections. State Board of Elections then sorts it by jurisdiction and sends us in Champaign County the voter registration changes that would be appropriate for us here in Champaign County.
And so that's supposed to, and as of January 1, that information is now being collected by the State Board of Elections?
I don't believe the State Board is getting the data yet. So the implementation of this was on a pretty aggressive schedule in the legislation. And the State Board of Elections, as every state agency, went without a budget for 2 years. And so the State Board of Elections is doing the programming that they need in order to accept the data from the state agencies, and they're working with the state agencies to make sure the state agencies have the technological capabilities to forward that data electronically to the State Board of Election in the right format and make sure we're capturing all the right information. So we have not yet gotten any automatic voter registration data from the State Board of Elections.
So when we're thinking about, for example, the primary, which is coming up in March, what's the timeline for that for folks who are registering? If for example, they just went to get a driver's license, should they not assume that that automatically also registered them?
Well, you should never assume anything about your voter registration. There are lots of online tools that allow you to check your voter registration, both through the State Board of Elections website. In Champaign County, we have a local tool that allows you to search our local records, so never assume anything. What I will tell you is we've not yet gotten any automatic voter registration data from the State Board of Elections.
And that's probably true throughout the state, right?
Yeah, and I don't think we're an outlier. Yeah, I think that's the case throughout the state, and I don't expect that we'll get any before the primary election.
So if before the primary, before March, if you would like to vote in the primary, you need to make sure your information is up to date. Now is a good time to do that. What about for the fall?
I do expect we'll get automatic voter registration updates for the fall. I expect that our first batch of information will be a large update. So everybody, for example, in the Secretary of State's database, where the Secretary of State has a more recent update to a record than what we have in the voter registration system, I expect we'll get a massive batch of updates to existing voter registrations sometime late this spring after the primary, in plenty of time for us to get all of that processed for November.
So you're clerk of Champaign County. I wonder if you look at things like turnout in Alabama for the special election, if you are seeing an uptick in people registering here in Champaign County, what you're hearing from your other colleagues throughout the state, or do you have a sense that people are more engaged in the electoral process this year compared to previous years?
So we have data that sort of points at sort of a typical election in terms of turnout. And then we have the data on the national level that indicates there's a lot of energy and a lot of interest, particularly the turnout in the special elections. What we're looking at right now is how many voter registrations are we processing, both online and through the traditional means, and then how many vote-by-mail ballot requests are we getting? Because that period opened for us December 20th. So we actually have good, hard data on that we can compare to 2 years ago and 4 years ago for whether there is more interest, for example, in people voting by mail and asking for those ballots early. Right now, things look like it's going to be sort of typical here in Champaign County.
And you mentioned at the beginning the state budget impasse. There was certainly concern from clerks throughout the state about funding and implementation of these new laws, given the fact that the State Board of Elections, as you pointed out, was not properly funded for the past 2 years. Is there concern that, are you concerned that counties have enough money to implement this right now?
Well, I'm certain that especially some of my colleagues in smaller jurisdictions don't have the funds to necessarily implement this. particularly the significant amount of new postage that's going to be required in terms of us mailing notices to voters who have had automatic updates applied to them. Because in the legislation, one of the checks and balances is if your registration is automatically updated to move you, for example, from Cook County to Champaign County, Cook County needs to send you a mailed notice that costs postage. Champaign County needs to send you a mailed notice that costs you postage. Just in case that address change was done in error, you're going to get one of those two notices, and you'll be able to follow the procedures that are laid out in those mailings to reverse the automatic change that was done to your record.
So as I guess the point is to go back to what you said, we just have a few seconds left, but to remember for everybody, it's kind of you want to make sure that all the voters know, even though AVR is being implemented, it's on everybody to kind of check your voters' registration.
Absolutely. It's the voter's responsibility. Check your voter registration now. And remember, in Illinois, we have Election Day registration, so it is never too late to register to vote. There is no 28-day deadline. You can do it up to the close of polls on Election Day, but be prepared and do your homework.
That's Champaign County Clerk Gordy Halton. Thanks for taking the time to be with me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You're listening to The 21st. Stay tuned. Coming up, we're going to be talking to two teachers in Murfreesboro who are teaching the Trail of Tears that runs through southern Illinois. Stay tuned to The 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo.